I'm going to say this for the members of the public that are on. I know you all can appreciate that this is an unusual Planning Commission format. Thank you for your patience with us. We're going to try and get started as soon as we can. I won't make any promises about when that will be.
Go ahead and get started.
Okay.
Hey, Ted?
Yeah.
Can you see, are you guys seeing my PowerPoint?
Yes.
Do you want to get started? And I'll work in the background to get Stephen on.
That's what I would like to do, yes.
Yes, and I'm recording right now.
Okay.
So I have a flag for you.
Okay, thanks very much. All right. Thanks, Sherry. Here we go. Okay, welcome everybody to Planning Commission on April 14th, 2020. Thanks everybody for your patience today. All can appreciate that this is not our typical format for Planning Commission, but we will go through the agenda as we normally can. Let me start by saying, if you are not speaking, please mute yourself. There's a ton of feedback. Okay. I will keep forging on. We'll start with a Pledge of Allegiance, and Commissioner Larson is going to lead us in that. Commissioner?
Please stand. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Larson. Before we get into our regular agenda, I'd like to open it up for any general public comments at this time. And if you are interested, you can attempt to unmute yourself. If you're not able to unmute yourself, please put a note in the meeting chat about what your name or attendee moniker is, whatever, and we will seek to deal with it that way. Okay, so I'll just do a slow countdown to make sure that I don't know what that was. Okay, well, name unavailable is out of luck. So I'm moving on 3, 2, 1. Okay, so let's go to our regular agenda. Our first item is a public hearing, a consideration of a request to vacate lots 1A and B of the North Redwood Industrial Park Plat A amended, located at approximately 1100 West Center Street, with Kimwell Corp and UDOT as the applicants. And I'll turn it to Sherry, correct, Sherry? Can't hear you, Sherry.
Is there any way I can talk to it from my phone?
There is, but you have to download the app, so.
Oh, okay.
I've got Stephen on my cell phone, so he's going to listen in from my phone.
Okay.
We're going to see how well this works. Okay, this is...
We can't hear you. Sherry, we can't hear you.
Now, can you hear me?
Now we can.
Okay, so somehow it went muted. This is not working better than Zoom, I just want to say. I'm not happy right now. Anyway, so this is the North Redwood Industrial Park subdivision. There are these two lots, lot 1A and lot B, that you see on the screen there. And They are owned by UDOT and by the Kimwell Corporation. We need to vacate these two parcels so that they can be combined with the bigger parcel that is the Gardner Bath.
We lost you again.
Yep, it automatically muted itself. Brandon Tucker's trying to unmute me. Okay. Anyway, we have to vacate these two parcels so that they can be combined with the larger parcel for the 56 total acres for the Gardner Bat distribution facility that you approved the conditional use permit last week for. So it's fairly standard. It does require a public hearing. There aren't any public utilities that have been vacated or that will be vacated. On this plat map, you can see the two lots. We'll be vacating the yellow sections, and the area that's outlined in red would actually be remaining because UDOT needs to maintain those right-of-way easements. Otherwise, we would just vacate the whole subdivision. But we do need to vacate these two parcels. And so with that, I'll turn it over to you for anyone who has a public hearing comment.
Okay. Thanks, Sherry. So we will follow that flow and open up our public hearing. If you have any comments on this, please signify in whatever way you're able to through this environment, and we will seek to make sure you are heard. And I'll just note for anybody that is representing Kimwell Corp or UDOT, we will turn to you after the public hearing, if that works. But you will have your chance, obviously, to say anything that you would like to, including any addressments, that's not a word, of any comments that we have. So I'm opening the public hearing at this time, and let us know if you have a question or comment. I'll do a slow countdown from five. If anybody, any commissioner sees any sign of somebody trying to say, yes, I have a question or comment, please let me know because I may not see it. Five.
Hi, this is Dean Lawless. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes. Go ahead, Mr. Lawless.
I think that looks great when we've talked about this in the past or when you were talking about the big plot. Those two little pieces looked like they were sort of orphans out there, and I think this will make good usage of that land and put it to value of where before I think it might have gone to weeds.
Okay, thank you for that comment. Anybody else? Doing the countdown, five, four, three, two, one. Okay, and at this time we're gonna close the public hearing. I'd like to provide an opportunity to anybody that is representing Kimwell Corp or UDOT, if you have anything that you'd like to add to this, admittedly pretty straightforward agenda item. You could even, if you'd like, say in the meeting chat, nothing to add, if you'd like to.
I'm not sure if my microphone's on or off. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, Justin.
Okay. I really don't have anything to add. I think you said it correct, where it's pretty straightforward and just doing the vacation so that we can then do the lot line adjustment. So I don't have any further comment.
And that's Justin Kimball with Kimwell Corporation.
Thank you, Sherry. I should have said that.
Just for the record, for our secretary.
Now, this is not germane for our decision, but remind me, were these two parcels part of the conditional use permit application? Or they couldn't have been, right?
Yes, they were.
Oh, they were. Okay.
Yeah. So we had several parcels. And this is just kind of the ending of it to get it all into one parcel so that they can transfer ownership to one owner.
Okay. All right. Okay, questions, comments, or a motion from the commission?
They can't hear me, can they, Sherry?
If you, I can tell them.
We could hear that.
They can hear you.
Yeah, I've got no comments, but I'll make a motion.
Okay, and that's Commissioner Garn?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, Commissioner. Wait, yeah. And after the motion, then I'll just double check and make sure there wasn't any other comment before we vote. So, but go ahead and make your motion.
Okay. I move that the Planning Commission approve requested vacation of lots 1A and 1B of the North Redwood Industrial Park, Plat A, amended with the following findings. Number one, there is good cause for the vacation or amendment. And number two, no public street or municipal utility easement has been vacated or amended.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second that.
Larson with the second, right?
Yes.
Okay, thanks Commissioner. Any comments on the motion or any items of business that we'd like, that you feel like we need to discuss relative to this agenda item?
I have one thing I wanted to ask. Sherry, can you hear me?
Yes.
In the review where it said no public hearing is required if the owners of the proposed vacation have signed the petition, and then it says that city ordinance still requires the public hearing?
So the state code doesn't require a public hearing, both of the it, but our ordinance right now does. We're fixing that in the draft ordinance that the city council hasn't adopted yet.
Okay, thanks, Gary.
Yes, can you hear me?
Sorry, who's trying to speak?
Elisa.
Okay, go ahead, Commissioner.
So this doesn't change my vote, but I just wanted to voice a concern. This is such a massive project and it fits for who wants to be there. But if that company ever decides they no longer want to be there, I have a concern that this property will be utilized by anyone else. That's all.
Well, can you elaborate? Could I ask you to elaborate a little bit?
Sure. It's just such a massive warehouse. I don't think there are many businesses that would need that amount of space and maybe would want to pay that amount of rent. Because that's my understanding. It's going to be rented out, right? Not owned by the business.
I don't know if I can answer that.
So on that, the Gardner Bat is the...
I can't hear you, Sherry.
You can't hear me?
Oh, now I can.
Okay. So Gardner Bat will be the owner of the property, but they do the exclusive leases here in Utah with the corporation, and it's a 20-year lease. So they've set it up so that if in the event that company went away, they could redevelop the rest of the property and they would lease it to other similar uses or some other use that fits the zone.
Great. Thank you.
Sherry, didn't they say that they, the last meeting, they didn't want to say, if they had them leased, they didn't want to say who it was?
Yes. They have not announced that officially.
I think I knew who it is, but anyway, if they forget, they'll be around a while.
I suspect they'll be around for quite some time.
Yeah, starts with a P, right?
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comment? All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor? Please say, you know what, I'm going to do the roll call because it's this format, all right? All right, Commissioner Tucker.
You can also have a reaction in the chat.
I say aye.
Okay, noted, Commissioner Langeveld. I might do that. Commissioner Brianna Larson?
Aye. Yay.
Commissioner Ward? We'll go back to Commissioner Ward. Commissioner Langeveld?
Yay.
Commissioner Kirkham? Now we're going back to Ward. Commissioner Ward?
Still can't hear me?
Now I can.
Yeah, aye.
Commissioner Kirkham? We'll go back to Kirkham. Commissioner Garn?
Aye.
Okay, back to Commissioner Kirkham. Okay, Commissioner Knowlton is an aye. Commissioner Kirkham, last chance. Do it in the chat for Commissioner Langeveld's comments. Great moments in public meetings. Commissioner Kirkham, okay, great. All right. Motion carried unanimously. Thank you. Moving on. Our next item is a consideration of a site plan approval for Dixon Company's Phase 2, an office warehouse building at 920 West Center Street. Scott Thorson of CAR Engineering is the applicant. Sherry, are you introducing this item?
Yes, so this is located at 920 West Center Street. If you'll remember it was last summer, we did a plat amendment for this subdivision, and we also did a site plan for the property, the northernmost lot in this development. The building that they're proposing today will actually combine the can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so it combines the two southern lots for the purposes of building. Okay, so they are proposing to build a 48,000 square foot office warehouse building on the property at the corner of Center Street and Cutler Drive. This is the site plan. You can see that the building is set back about 90 feet from the street. The building contains about 10,000 square feet of office space and 38,000 square feet dedicated to warehousing. The front parking area has 54 spaces, and the rear parking area provides another 22 spaces to meet the minimum requirement of 76 spaces for the project. This is the landscape plan for the project. You can see that they're adding sidewalk on Cutler Drive, as well as some trees in the grass landscape area, and then planting around the buildings. And they are meeting the minimum 10% landscaping with a total of 18% landscaping. The rear parking area, they have the required screening for the loading docks, and they've added, and I don't have the sheet on this PowerPoint for you, but they have added an area showing that it meets the standard turnaround for the fire district at their request. So they have a fire turnaround in the back. And at this time, they're not presenting any signage, but they will be in this S2 overlay zone and are allowed certain signages up to 150 square feet. The architectural elevations are here. If you look at this drawing, the top building is the entire south elevation. The two bottom drawings are the left and the right side of the south elevation. For detail, they're just zoomed in. But they have the minimum requirements for parapets with the roof variations, as well as the horizontal and vertical articulation. And the building will be concrete tilt-up panels, similar to the other building that they built to the north. So it does meet all of the architectural standards. The next drawing just shows you the back side of it with the loading docks. So they've submitted everything. I put in the staff report a recommendation for approval with completion of the engineering red line standard, engineering red lines. The city engineer reviewed those this afternoon and they are complete to his satisfaction. And then condition number three was the submission of an architectural sheet showing the dumpster enclosure, which now has been complete. So the only two conditions would be number two, so just that they record the lot line adjustment that combines the two lots. And number four is the requirement on the front doors have to have a sheltering, like a canopy or an awning over the doors. And I wasn't sure from these drawings that they do have that. If they don't have that, they just need to add that to the plans to have a weather cover over their front door, their main entries. And with that, I'll turn it back to you.
Sorry. Let's provide an opening to the applicant, if present. Is Mr. Thorson or someone representing CIR Engineering present that would like to address the commission?
I believe that's Trevor is on the line here.
Okay. Trevor, best of luck navigating the system.
Trevor, you have to unmute your microphone. There you go.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Okay. I'm here for Trevor. This is Andrew with AE Urbia. This is Andrew with AE Urbia Architects. I don't really have anything else to add. You did a good job. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Andrew, what is your last name?
Boschweiler.
Okay, and perhaps you could add that into the chat. That's just for the minutes.
For sure.
Thanks. And if we have any questions, we will address you, Andrew. Thank you. Okay. Questions or comments from the commission? I don't know if that was somebody trying to address us or if we're getting like a ham radio feed from Russia or. Commissioner Garna, could you try it one more time if that was you?
That was me. I was just making a comment on the noises on the deal. I'm fine with it.
Okay, so all right, great. Well, if there are not any questions or comments, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval of the site plan for Dixon Companies Phase 2 at 920 West Center Street with the following conditions: completion and recordation of the lot line adjustment, and sheltering elements such as an awning and other roof structure shall be added to the building as required by the design standards.
Thanks, Commissioner Larson. and the second by Commissioner Garn, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Any comments on the motion? Seeing none. All in favor, you can just go either way. You can go verbal or you can do in the chat. Okay, so we'll just go same order. Commissioner Tucker, yay or nay? That's a yay. Commissioner Larson, that's a yay. Commissioner Ward,
yay.
Commissioner Ringebell.
Yay, but with a little more energy.
Great. Nice. And then Commissioner Kirkham. I need an a yay or a nay. Commissioner Kirkham, just give me a yay or a nay if you would. Oh, is that a thumbs up?
Commissioner Kirkham, just give me a yay or a nay. Legally binding. Is that a thumbs up? Is a thumbs up legally binding?
There you go.
Okay, Commissioner Garn.
Yay.
Commissioner Moulton is also a yay.
There you go.
So,
okay, Commissioner Garn.
Motion carries unanimously, and I have some gnarly feedback. Like it's a delay of a good 10, 15 seconds. Ted, for the future, you're a really good looking man. All right. So,
for the future,
you're a really good looking man. All right. Motion carries unanimously, and if I didn't say that already, and so good luck to our applicant.
And so good luck to our applicant.
Okay, our next item is a consideration of a conditional use permit for Buhner Marble and Granite at 925 West 100 North. Tanner Burville, applicant. Sherry, put me out of my misery.
Put me out of my misery. I hope this is a super easy one. I think it will be. This is a conditional use permit for Buhner Marble and Granite. They're looking to move here from South Salt Lake into this property on 925 West 100 North. They're conditional use in the zone. The property is already developed. They have ample parking for all of the uses. They have indicated that there will be no outdoor storage at this site, and they have about 9 employees that will work there daily. They'll do all of the cutting of the granite inside the building, so there won't be any noise impacts on any other users or on the neighborhood in Foxborough. The DRC couldn't find any issues or didn't have any issues with the proposed conditional use permit and made a favorable recommendation with no conditions. And I don't see the applicant on the call here.
Okay. If it turns out that there is an applicant on the call, if you could let us know somehow, likely in the meeting chat itself. Questions or comments from the commission? Okay, go ahead, Commissioner Langeveld. Thanks for using the chat. Commissioner, we can't hear you. Oh my.
We should.
Okay, and Sherry, you'll see that as well. And Sherry, maybe this is a good one for you to start with. If there's a problem with noise in the future, what is the recourse for residents?
Okay, so if they are still bound to not cause a disturbance or violate the noise ordinance. So if they were found in violation of the noise ordinance, their business license could be revoked after a hearing before the Planning Commission.
Okay. How close is the residential, asks Commissioner Kirkham.
It's about 600 feet to the north. And the building, if you've been down this street, the bay doors are all on the rear of the structure where there would be anything. The front is completely office and kind of a retail or customer entrance area. So there wouldn't be any work in the front if the, even delivering of the things, the closest neighbor is the trucking business next door.
Do we know anything about their hours of operation?
Just normal daylight hours, 7 to 5.
Okay. All right. I'll do another call for questions, comments, and if Commissioner is ready with a motion, I would entertain that.
I'll make a motion.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for Beater Marble and Granite at 925 West 100 North with no conditions.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Commissioner Tucker with the second. Any comments on the motion? Okay, seeing none, we'll attempt the roll call again. Remember, you can do it verbal. I would prefer not a thumbs up, but you could do a verbal or you can put it into the meeting chat. And I will just affirm what I understand for the record. All right, so Commissioner Tucker, yay or nay?
Yay.
Commissioner, that's a yay. Commissioner Larson, yay or nay? Yay. And Commissioner Ward with a yay or a nay? Yes, he says yes. Commissioner Kirkham says yes. Commissioner Langeveld? Says yes. And Commissioner Knowlton with a yes as well. Commissioner Garn?
Yay.
Great, with a yes. That is unanimous, motion carries. Best of luck to our applicant and Buhner Marble. We'd like to welcome new business to our city. So that is good stuff. Now, we are to our report on City Council actions on items recommended by the Planning Commission.
So at the last City Council meeting, the council approved the change to the electric fence ordinance as it was recommended. They did take out the sentence about.
Lost you.
There, I'm back. I don't know what, I don't understand what's going on with this. My staff meetings run much smoother with this program than this meeting has. Anyway, they just took out the sentence about the fence being climbable because they felt like that standard wasn't something that we could measure, and so it's just that there has to be an exterior perimeter fence and of some material, but they agreed with you on the slats and they just took out the part about it being non-climbable. So with that, that's the only action that they've taken on matters that have been before the Planning Commission.
Okay, thank you, Sherry. And that takes us to the approval of minutes for March 24th, 2020. Thank you, Andrea, for your preparation of these minutes. Very much appreciated. Are there any modifications to discuss? I'd entertain a motion.
I move that the Planning Commission approve the meeting minutes from the meeting on March 24th as written.
Thanks, Commissioner Larson. Is there a second?
Second.
From Commissioner Garn.
Yes.
All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. And raise your hand if you got anything else you got to hit. You got to say. I'm seeing none. But we are adjourned.
I'm sorry this didn't work out better. Guess we'll go back to Zoom.
Yeah, what are you going to do, right? Is the next meeting have bigger or more complicated things on the horizon?
It will be the site plan for the other property, I think. That won't be until May. I have two items right now, a plat amendment, which is fairly simple, and and a site plan for a carpet cleaning business and a minor plat amendment to a condo plat. The Sahara Redwood condos are the two items that I have for next time in 2 weeks. And then on the first meeting in May will be the distribution facility. They're going to submit their plans here first of next week. So that'll be on the first meeting in May.
Okay. If any commissioner feels like, I think this is not a hard meeting, but if you feel like when we have any kind of meaty item, I do not want to pressure anybody to get to a motion before you're ready. However, I'm trying to keep the meeting going, but it's more important for us to get things right than to get things done. So I just am saying that for when we get to a meeting, an agenda item that is hard, because this is a difficult format for us to converse, but we will probably need to, I bet, before everything normalizes. So, all right, sorry for that. And have a good night, everybody. Right. Enjoy your commute home.
Thank you. Sorry about that, Stephen.
Hey, Sherry, that's all right. I got in on everything, so it's fine.